The national debate over school safety continues in the wake of tragedies, including the fatal shootings of 17 people earlier this month at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. There are strong calls for stricter gun control measures and a growing debate over the idea of arming teachers and school staffers. Monday evening, Superintendent Clayton Wilcox and CMPD Chief Kerr Putney will participate in a Facebook Live event to address school safety. Wilcox joins me now. You're hearing the debate around the country, including calls from President Trump to put guns in the hands of small group of teachers. Is that an idea that you support?
It's not an idea that I support, nor is it an idea that we're discussing locally. I think, you know, adding guns to an already volatile situation just defies logic.
Now, you have talked about adding more armed security guards in schools, though, after Florida.
Well, what I said to the press conference is that we would talk about more armed security, but what that really means is school resource officers. It might mean our own police department, but people who are trained not only in using the firearms, but also in dealing with criminal behavior, and that's really at the heart of it, what this is about.
So as far as security measures that schools can take, that CMS can take, I mean, what do you see that as being?
Well, I think that, you know, it first of all begins with each and every individual in the school. I think we have to be hyper-vigilant. We have to be more aware than we've ever been. And that means that we begin by trying to eliminate the gun in the first place. If you have someone who has been disenfranchised by the school and who's acting, in a way that causes you pause, you got to say something so we can get the right help to that person. But to the extent that all of those safeguards fail and somebody comes on the campus, I think we can, number one, create more barriers to their entrance into the school. Perhaps the idea of a security vestibule makes some sense to slow someone down to give us time to get first responders there. I think it does make sense for us to have conversations with local law enforcement about the cycle times that they have between and among schools. Obviously, in the city of Charlotte, for example, we should be able to have first responders there in a matter of moments. You know, around some of our portables, I think we're going to have to look at barriers like fencing and, you know, other ways to at least slow people down.
When you're talking about hardening facilities, how much harder is that when you look at a lot of CMS facilities, a lot of CMS schools, right, that have multiple buildings and, as you noted before, lots of portable classrooms too?
Well, I think that's why we've got to look at access via security, around the perimeter of the schools. We're going to have to look at that. But, you know, the unfortunate reality of all of this is it's not just funding. It's that no matter what we do, we're going to be hard-pressed to keep somebody who is evil in their intent that has an AR or an AK device and tries to come on our campus. I mean, clearly, the greatest security vestibule isn't going to stop that individual who's going to come in and spray bullets around in a way into our campuses. So, you know, we're going to have to rethink a lot of things. But I also think, you know, as part of this larger conversation, I will leave it to legislators and others to talk about, you know, access to those kinds of weapons.
What do you plan to bring up on the Facebook Live conversation tonight?
You know, would background checks help us in terms of who gets on our campuses, a little deeper level of that? You know, what kind of security barriers can we put in place? How do we perhaps inform the community of what's acceptable behavior on our campuses in a way that we haven't before?
When you mentioned acceptable behavior, what kinds of things are you thinking about there?
Well, there, I think, you know, you've got to think about bullying. I think you've got to think about, you know, some of the things that kids do to each other, adults do to kids, that perhaps create these kind of feelings where somebody comes back and says, you know, I'm going to even the playing field and I'm going to bring a weapon to the table. I think that's some of it. I think, you know, some of the rhetoric that we often hear on campuses, the name calling and, you know, the threatening behavior, I think we've got to think about that kind of stuff as the precursor to some of these real difficult things that are taking place across the country today.
And how would you rate the fear factor in CMS schools right now?
You know, I think there are a lot of things that are contributing to fear right now. I certainly think that there are some kids and parents who absolutely worry every day as they enter the campus what's going to happen. But I also sense a growing optimism as kids are realizing that their voice is being heard by people like myself and others. I have a great sense that our teachers understand that we are doing all that we can to keep them safe and their kids safe. So I'm feeling better and better each day. What I'm saddened by is that it takes a tragedy like this to focus on some of these issues like mental health and, you know, how we treat each other as human beings. It seems, you know, that we've been down this path enough times now that we wouldn't need to have it again.
Superintendent Clayton Wilcox, thank you.
Thank you very much.